USA News Update. President Biden and former President Trump are both notching primary election wins in Michigan and in convincing style. On the Republican side, Trump handily defeated challenger Nikki Haley after beating her in her home state of South Carolina last week. On the Democratic side, a not-so-insignificant number of Michigan voters did turn in a protest vote against President Biden over his handling of the Israel-Hamas war. The use of Paxlovid could save lives and money. USA's John Schaefer.
University of Texas researchers found that administering the antiviral drug Paxlovid after a COVID-19 diagnosis based on NIH data from high-risk patients during the 2022 Omicron variant wave could save lives and money. According to the UT report, widespread use could have reduced hospitalizations by hundreds of thousands, resulting in estimated savings of $57 to $170 billion.
I'm Ryan Daniels. USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.